Position number 13043, reel 1.
Mrs. Sobolevska, reel 1. Whereabouts were you born, please?
I was born near Poznan.
And which year was that?
Area.
Which year?
1932.
What did your father do for a living?
My father was a businessman.
What kind of business was that?
He was import-export.
So, were you from a rich family or a comfortable family or what?
No, not a rich family, because they only just started the import-export about 3 years before the war. So naturally everything was in the stages of growing.
Were you in a town or a village?
I was born in a village.
Did you go to school in that village?
No, because I was 3 and a half when we have moved from Poznan into the eastern Poland near the Romanian border.
Where to?
Korolovka. We lived there for 1 year. And then with my father's business, we moved to Borsztów. We lived there for 2 years before the war.
So that's where you went to school?
Well, no, because I was only then in Poland, you don't start school until you're 7. So I was only going to the kindergarten.
Do you have any memories of the war breaking out?
Yes, because when we moved to that area, we rented a house with a lovely orchard and building our own home in the meantime. We have never managed to live in that house because the war broke out. The week that we had to move in into our house, the war broke out, and that was the end. So then we ran away to a bigger town, just finding out what is happening. When the Russians came, we heard that person is shot, that person is shot, quite a lot of casualties. So although my father was not involved in any politics, but as a precaution, he ran away to Romania. And we stayed in with our family for a few weeks before we returned home. Then we returned home. We didn't know where father was. I think it was in 1940 or 40, yes, they came to take us to Siberia. 6 o'clock in the morning, two or three soldiers came with bayonets to take us to Siberia. Of course, my mother was very brave, although we had a grandmother who was partly paralyzed and two small children and my mother. So what to do? They came. But of course, the Russian soldiers, they were very good. Normally, they gave people 15 minutes to get ready to go to the station. But they went and killed all the chickens and so on, about 2 or 3 sacks full of chickens, which my mother said, what are you doing this for? Because we were not prepared for this. But they said, well, you will be very glad once you are in the train. So they gave the chickens to us. We went to the station. But at that time, the German and Russians, they had the pact. And with us coming from the west, they were asking where our father was. So naturally, my mother said that he's gone. She didn't know. He must have gone to the west where we came from. So they returned us from the station back to the house just to find out what is going on. So we stayed. Then the war broke out between the Russia and Germany, so we already stayed. So they didn't take us to Russia. But during the time, I remember as a little girl, I would have been 7, 8, that at 12 o'clock, the Russian police came knock at the window and take my mother out for questioning. That happened quite a few times. And so, of course, with the little children, we were screaming, crying and so on, but nothing happened. So my mother returned. So I remember really very bad. Then the Germans came. We lived on a main road near the station. So we saw all the, when they were taking the Jewish people to the trains. I was hiding behind the house and just watching. But really, there were so many people, children, old women and everything, screaming and everything. But you just could not do anything because there were no men, only children, old women and women, nothing more. So that was that. After they took all these Jewish people to go to, we thought they were taking them to labor camps or whatever, because who knew what was happening to them, or to go to Germany to work for the German people. Nobody knew what was happening then. And it was mostly the Ukraine police that was escorting them. When there was no more Jews, they started killing the Polish people.
Who did?
Ukrainians. Murdering. Murdering left, right and center. In my friend's home, they have killed 11 people at night with the choppers.
You mean these were Ukrainian civilians or police or what?
God knows, bandits. They said Ukraine bandits because they wanted a few Ukraine, free Ukraine. So they wanted to get rid of the Polish people, no matter what.
A kind of ethnic cleansing.
Yes. So at that time, we ran away from there to a bigger town where there was more army, more soldiers and so on. And we lived there for 1 year.
What was this bigger town?
That was Chortkov. Chortkov.
Where is that?
That is not very far from Borshchov and Korolovka, about 30 kilometers. There was so a very kind family took us in when they didn't have very much to eat either. So whatever they had, they shared with us. We lived there for 1 year. Their garden was touching the river Seret. The Ukrainians were still murdering the Polish people and they were throwing the bodies into the river. I, as a little girl, I remember, I will never forget this, when you have the whipping willows on the river, when the bodies were going down the streams, they were catching on the willows. So I used to go many times and push it away so further around the town they could get the bodies out to bury. I remember one child had a barbed wire through the tongue and put round the neck without arms, without legs.
Cut off?
Cut off. Also, so that was during the German times. after the second time. So again, we lived near a station and near a bridge over the river. And also electrical generator. So the Germans and the Russians, they wanted to bomb that bridge. One day I came out, there was full of airplanes in the skies, and of course everybody was running into cellars and everywhere they could. And I just started shouting because the bombs were coming down. I said to Mother, look how gorgeous it looks, like gold stars are falling down. But whatever happened, how many times they tried to bomb, they only damaged the bridge, but they haven't managed to bomb it. So one day it was really fierce fighting going on there. One day we came up from the cellar to cook something to the kitchen. We see German soldiers. The next day we come up, the Russian soldiers. And this was going quite a few times backwards and forwards. After that, when the Russian soldiers, I must say, came to eat, because mostly they were hungry and tired and so on. So they wanted to my mother to cook them potatoes, because that is, I suppose, all we had at the time. She cooked them the potatoes. They made her eat the potatoes with her, with them, which she didn't want. But of course, she was afraid. She had to eat them because they said, what? Don't you want to eat with a Russian soldier? So she had to sit down because she had the children. She was afraid. But they wouldn't wash. My mother gave them a bowl of water. They said, no, we'll wash after the war. When the German came, that was true. They were very clean. First thing before they ate, they went to wash. But after we returned home, when the second time Russians came, we returned home. Although there was the railway tracks were damaged and everything, we had to walk for miles to a train station to go back. So first few months, it was quiet. But then the Ukraine started murdering Polish people again. So what can you do? Although my grandmother didn't want to go because she said, well, whatever is written for me will be, I will stay, because she was half paralyzed. But she said, well, you've got children, you've got to go. So we were running away from one night to another. We always slept in a different house so they wouldn't know where we are. And one night, my mother made arrangements to go to sleep where the NKVD, the Russian NKVD, was stationed. Across the road, there was a house that we were friendly with before the war. And they said, well, all the Polish people come to this house because it doesn't look the Ukrainians will come and kill us, because it's so near the NKVD and they have got the munitions and everything. So we had to go to sleep there that night. But somehow when my mother came back, she heard all these stories. She came back and she just fell asleep, fast asleep on the couch in the room. And it was bitterly cold. It was winter. So my grandmother put some cover over my mother and she said, children, today don't go anywhere. What will happen will happen. Just stay at home, because it was so cold. And my mother was already asleep. So we stayed at home. We slept so fast we didn't hear. But in our garden, there was full of steps that we could see after that the bandits were running around. But nobody thought that we're at home. So they didn't bother coming into the house. But in that house where we had to go to sleep, they've killed about 30 people. So we would have been dead if we went to sleep there. So the next morning, when we have heard this, we were just helpless. Where are you going to run? No money, no food, nothing. What are you going to do? So we carried on. I must say, I can't really say that all the Ukrainians were bad, because some of them helped us also. They took us into occasionally for a night to sleep. So somehow my five families from that village bought a wagon, because after already we knew that Poland is not going to be free, that area. They were taking all the Polish people to the western Poland. But before the transport started going, we were afraid that they would kill the rest of the Polish people that are there. So few families paid so much to the Russian people, and we bought a wagon. So they took us with the army to the west. And as soon, and I remember, I don't remember which area it was because I was only little, but I remember the shooting in the forest. The transport stopped and the shooting started with the bandits and the Russian soldiers, because the army was going to the front, because the front was already further up. So my mother put a big eiderdown over us. So she says, in case the bullet will come through.
Which bandits were these?
Ukrainians. They were in the forests.
Shooting at the Soviet troops?
Well, they wanted to kill all the Polish people, but whoever was guarding them, they were shooting at them as well. So every time we go further, and of course because it was the steam engines yet, and they said, well, we haven't got enough power, we've got to leave you somewhere on the road. So as soon as we hear that, the men that were elderly men in the transport that we were going, they gave them some vodka, and they said, well, we'll try to take you a little further. So they brought us to Gliwice.
This is Silesia.
That's Silesia, yes. There on the documents that we had, because we've just built the house and everything, because when the Russians came, whatever there was in the storeroom, it's gone. Because my father was not there, all the wood, because he was in timber as well, and coal and all this business. That was finished. The money that we had was worthless. So what a woman, two children, and an old mother, what to do? Anyway, they gave us a house on the documents that we had in near 4 kilometers from Gliwice. Then my father came in 1946. My father, because he was fighting he was stationed in Scotland. I don't quite know how, but anyway, I suppose it will be the same as my husband, but only the other way he went. My father came back, 1946, and he sees that everybody who was coming from the West, who was fighting with the Allies, they were very severely persecuted. They had to go into hiding, and so my father says, well, this is not for me, I've got to go back. So my mother said, well, look, if you go back, I will have to report you, because if I don't report you, first time when the Russians came, I managed not to go to Siberia. Now they will take us to Siberia for sure. So then my mother decided also to run away with my father to the West. So in 1946, we ran away from Poland.
How did you do it?
Well, you see, at that time, they were taking the Germans back to the Western Germany. And many Germans didn't want to go, so they were selling their documents. So somehow my father managed to obtain the documents, and we traveled as Germans to the West.
So you became Germans and they became Poles?
Well, I don't know what they became, because I don't even know from whom my father bought, whether they... But we became Germans for those few weeks.
What do you remember of the journey?
Well, what I remember of the journey, we came to Szczecin. We were living in a hotel. We had some friends who were helping us. Then they took us into a camp, to the German camp, awaiting a transport to go to the Western Germany. We were there for quite some time, and of course we couldn't speak German. It was so difficult. You had to wait in the queues for miles to go to the toilet. There was a barrack with one toilet and everybody sitting on it, you know, just a piece of wood plank, and you went there. And I know they found somebody who was not German, so they hanged him in the middle of the camp. So we were terrified again.
You saw the hanging?
Well, I didn't see the hanging, but I've heard of it, because my mother wouldn't allow us out. She didn't want the children to see this, you see. But he was hanging there for a few days for other people to be afraid. Eventually, they took us to the transport. It was a rainy day, and my mother put hoods over our heads just not to attract attention to us and so on, because she was afraid that the police is going round, two young girls. They didn't want anybody to speak to us because we couldn't speak German. So two policemen were going, Milizia was going past us, and one to another says, "I know her, she's from such and such a place." So my mother went white. She thought they know us. But apparently it was from another group, because they used to take us in about 30 in one group, 30 and 30. And they took five people out of that transport. We don't know who they were. But then we managed to get onto the train. And, of course...
This was at Szczecin?
From Szczecin, yes. And we come to the border, the Eastern German and Western German border. So they tell us to go to... you have to go through sort of a medical center. To see whether you've got lies or whatever. So we went through that. They were putting all sorts of powders all over you and so on. And my mother could understand some German, because from Poznan she could understand that. But we didn't. We only just learned what is our name and when we were born and so on, just before the journey. And so as it comes to the doctors, the big queues here and there, and then they just come and take the rest of the queue to another doctor. My mother is here, then they take us to another doctor. Of course, it was so difficult. Then the doctors start joking with us. We don't know what they're talking about. So they are telling us, well, next morning, tell your father to come to the office, because they want some to question us. But we didn't, because we went under, because they could have returned us yet from the border, because the police were still accompanying the whole transport. So we never went during the night. We went under the wire and we went to the German side.
This is the Soviet zone of Germany.
No, that was, we went to the, it was still as German was partitioned. So it on that border, that was on that border. So we went to the Western, because my father wanted to get to the Polish unit somewhere, because he wasn't still demobilized. He was still in the army, you see. He just came to see what the conditions were, and if to Poland, and when he saw what was happening then, when we went. So when we came back, because my father was in Poland for 3 months. When he had flat for us and everything in Germany prepared, but of course for not coming for 3 months, the German family let the flat or whatever, there was no more where to go. So we came to the Polish troops. They gave us a room in the hospital. So we stayed there for 2 days. And then my mother found out that this hospital was for the venereal diseases. So she said, well, whatever, I will sleep in the forest or fields, but we have to go. So we went from there. There was... because at that time my father had no, because he was in Scotland in the army. But when he came to Germany, they had to rectify all his papers and every, so he was more or less like a displaced person yet. So they eventually, we went to a DP camp. They gave us a room there, and also the bugs, as my husband said, they were biting at night and everything. But then army was already helping us, because they were giving us some food and so on, so at least we were not hungry.
Do you remember where the DP camp was?
Daglingworth.
Where?
No. Oh dear. Daglingworth, that was already in England, wasn't it?